The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is. It's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuning into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop and urban gospel music. We also give you the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now, on this station or listening to our podcast. But, yo, don't forget, I want you to tune in to the live show every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Reverb Live Show. com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we'll read them live on the air, making you part of the live show. To do so, it's easy. Jump on Facebook Live, jump on YouTube Live, jump on Instagram Live. Now you can even jump on Twitch TV. Do a search for Reverb Live Show, post your comment, and we will read them live on the air, making you part of the live broadcast. Listen, when we come back, we'll check in with you. We'll also check in with the Reverb Live crew, so don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
We try to be happy. We try and out. We try to be happy, can't figure it out, 'cause we keep lying to ourselves and everyone else. I wish we wouldn't, but it's all British, and we're trying to find a way. Running out of space, we're counting all the days, 'cause we just want.
Turn up. I wish you would, yeah. I wish you would, boy. Pinocchio. Tell me what's good, yeah. Would you tell me what's good, or do you need time in a clear view, a clear mind, clear eyes? Ben Stein. You know that old guy from like 05 with that tagline? Never mind, yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah. Wherever you go, seems like you got so much pain in your soul. I need you to know that you ain't gotta do this alone. No, no, no. Nah, don't you believe a lie. They say the grass is greener if you on the other side. No, no, no. Yeah, I seen it with my eyes. Everything you going through is a blessing in disguise. Just know that we've been there too. Look outside my red view. They look like they hate life. Sometimes I hate life too. And some days I just feel like I ain't got that right to. But I know what you feel like. And I don't know who I'm writing to, but
we all go through the same things.
Lying to ourselves
and everyone.
wondering if I'm the only one that feel like giving up. Cause every day I knew it's something different. Man, I swear it feel like something missing. I know I can't be the only one afraid of growing up. Cause everybody looking like they winning, and I'm just trying to figure out how to finish. How you do it? Tell me how you did it. Trying to understand but never seem to get it. You don't want a court, I think I got a civic. Give me something new so I won't forget it. I've been up and down and I've been on a pivot. I've been giving life but don't know how to live it. I know life is hard, so I send a minute. Send my sentiments to all the sentimental. In the middle looking to the sky. God, would you please tell me who am I? Tell me I'm a son, am I really I? Can I really read the new between the lines? I've been feeling low and I've been feeling high. Think I really need to get a new disguise. Maybe I just need to be another me. Or maybe, maybe it's just Maybelline. Can I tell you what the truth is? Why I'm feeling kinda useless. I've been hating getting older. Outgrow my excuses. I've been looking for some good days. Good days, good bad days. I've been having all tight days. I've been feeling all tight ways.
We all go through the same things.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up, Reverb family? Reverb Live crew is in the building. Can't wait to get to this episode. Glad that you are with us this show. Guess what? I got some Reverb Live members joining with me. We're going to shout you out in just a little bit. But until then, let's throw it around the horn and see what's going on with the Reverb Live crew. Professor Tracy, what's up?
What's good, family? What's good, Reverb Live crew? What up, what up, what up? Yeah, there has been, like, in the news, we're talking about a hurricane coming up and all of that kind of stuff, or a tropical storm and that kind of thing. So I'm up here like, man, I'm thinking about the other, what do you call it, weather disasters or whatever. What do they call them? The different weather disasters. I'm just going to say that. We have like hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, earthquakes. What else? Am I missing something?
Floods,
fires, all of that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, man, I mean, maybe it's because I grew up in the South all my life. Mm-hmm. Or in Miami or in the state of Florida, I've been there for a while, that I would rather be in a hurricane than anything else. I don't want no tornado, though sometimes they are inside of, you know, hurricanes, but no tornadoes. I don't want to be in no earthquake. I don't want to be around no fire. I don't want to be around no floods. I don't want to be around none of that.
That's a good point. Out of all the natural disasters that could happen,
if you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one?
That's what I'm saying. If you had to pick one, what would you do? Would
but see,
you rather
if you
be...
say if you say hurricane, you're going to be like, I want a cat one. Like, you don't pick what category it is. You might get a four.
You're right.
You don't want to see a four. You definitely don't want to see a five.
I don't want to see it, period, first of all. But if we had to pick one, you know, like the Hunger Games, you got to pick one of the things to live in. You know, which would it be? So, anyway, I didn't know if I had told you guys this, but while I was in Japan, I experienced a earthquake.
What?
I didn't say that.
Like a baby earthquake.
Yes, it was actually an aftershock. So it was,
and people was tripping, and it was like, oh, earthquake.
It was like, nah, yeah. It was like, my first night there, I went to sleep. I woke up the next morning. Yeah. My cousin was like, you know, there was an earthquake last night, right? And I said, there was. I had no idea. I thought it was just like windy and stuff like that. And, you know, they opened up the windows and all that. We just chilling. So I was knocked out. So I said, ooh, I slept right through it. I'm thinking it's going to be like a sermon topic or something. Mm-hmm. I slept right through the earthquake. You know, you sleep through your troubles. Don't worry about it. Be at peace. You know, whatever.
Sleep through your storms. Jesus got you.
Exactly. We had that conversation. About 30 minutes later, I get on my phone and I'm laying on my belly, but I'm up on my elbows, almost like a plank, but I'm chilling in a plank. And I'm on my phone, and all of a sudden the whole building felt like somebody pushed me from behind.
Whoa.
It felt like somebody like pushed from behind.
And you kind of jerked a little bit, right?
Like I was like, goodness. And I looked over at my cousin. She said, that was an earthquake. I was like, oh my goodness. I actually experienced the earthquake.
Wow.
And so I went on the news. Of course, CNN has everything. Mm-hmm. We're not promoting no specific news company, but that's what I went to. Looked at it. And next thing you know, that wasn't an earthquake. That was an aftershock. The earthquake actually happened as an 8-point-something in Taiwan or Thailand. Whoa. That specific weekend.
An 8?
Yes. And we felt it in Japan.
Wow. Hours later.
Yeah. The next day. That was like an aftershock from that particular earthquake. So it was like a lot of stuff going on. It was devastating. It was the first thing I saw when I got on the news clip. And I'm like, whoa, that was something for real. Never experienced before, but I'd rather not be in the earthquake. I do not want the ground opening up on me. I know what happened when stuff ground opened up in the Bible. So.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have experienced an earthquake myself at home. It's called Three Kids Being a Dad. And I've experienced the joys and the dangers and the thrills and the excitement and the frustration of a baby learning how to walk.
Oh.
You know, our daughter now is like, what, 15 months old? Mm-hmm. And she has... She wasn't walking at all. She's like, look, I'm not going to stand. I'm not going to glide. I'm just going to crawl. Or you're just going to pick me up. Mm-hmm. That's all we're going to do. And then for some reason, 2 weeks ago, bam, everything was walking. She didn't want to crawl.
Like, hey,
she didn't
want to
be
legs.
Picked up. She wants to walk. But then you're behind her. You're like, oh, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then she falls. And you're like, do you catch her? Do you let her fall? Do you cradle her all the time? And then, when she does decide to walk and she's walking around, she's walking around and touching everything, getting in the cabinet doors and just taking stuff out. Like, nope, I don't want this. And you're like, man, we just moved you from over here. You back over here. She's terrorizing the house now. You're constantly trying to run behind or walk behind her to make sure she doesn't fall awkwardly and hit her head on something.
So if you had to give like each of your kids an earthquake meter point, what would it be for each kid?
For how much disaster they've caused?
However you want to do it. 8-point this, 6-point that, 1-point this, that, but whatever.
You know, I would say our oldest son walked first, youngest son walked second. The daughter kid, she decided to walk the latest. As far as rambunctiousness, I'm going to say this one. This one has a fiery attitude about her. The second kid was, he's real chill, real laid back. The first
so
kid,
she'll be like the 7.0 earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so your second kid would be like the...
Second kid was like a 4 or 5. He's like an aftershock. He's just like...
Eh. And my your first kid?
No, my first kid is, he's like an aftershock.
All right.
Because he will annoy you. He will annoy the heck out of you. But Daddy, you said on my birthday on Thursday 2 weeks ago that you said that you were going to buy me NASCAR 17. You remember you said that.
Yep,
bro. Good. We're not trying to hear you, but Daddy, but you said, I'm like, bro,
got him, got him. Yeah. And your
so
second
he's,
kid,
he's the aftershock, and the second kid, he's like a category 1.
All right.
It's like, if you don't understand what category 1 means for us Floridians, meaning they're still going to shut everything down, but you can still go out and party and have a good time. That's the second kid.
That's hilarious.
He's going to go out and have a good time. He's the jokester. He's the funny guy. He may cause a little damage here and there, but for the most part, he's just cool to kick it with. You know, no harm, no danger. But you got to be aware he's there. He's in the building. People, we hope you're in the building with us this entire show. We're going to, when we come back, we'll shout you out. We'll also check out the Reverb Bird of the Day. And we got some interesting debate questions we want to ask you. It is election time here in America, in these United States of America. And we have some debate questions. I think every candidate should be asked these questions. And we want to know the responses to these questions before you go out and vote for them. We'll bring those debate questions right after this. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
Let's get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It is our love around here. Oh, no. That's how they know it's around here. Oh, no. Ain't no living dumb around here. Yeah. Reason that the devil never come around here. Oh, yeah. We on the rise, going way up, you know. What? I got a calling, can't hang up the phone. Taking this shot, not a layup for sure. Y'all been asleep, time to wake up. Oh, no. Oh, no. Blowing up like my phone. You ain't gonna block my call. That's all God. Mad that your boy got yours. You ain't gonna cap my growth. You gonna have a bad time trying to attack my soul. Why you trying to hack my code? Bounce right back, then I preach like Malachi Los. I got no account on my walls. I know what could count on my bros. I know what could count on my guy. We on the rise, I can feel it deep down in my bones. No, we ain't about to plateau. We gon' blast off with his back dog, and you gon' see how that go. It's my whole squad, some dogs. That's Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It is our love around here. Oh, no. That's how they know it's around here. Oh, no. Ain't no living dumb around here. Yeah. Reason that the devil never come around here. Oh, yeah. We on the rise, going way up, you know. What? I got a calling, can't hang up the phone. Taking this shot, not a layup for sure. Y'all been asleep, time to wake up, oh no.
Whoa, whoa. Told you I'm good, I don't need you no more. Don't play with the devil, I kick down a door. Don't play with the haters, you reap what you sow. Okay, they said it fake, bro, they ain't no way. They could be rappers who preach this faith. We on the rise, man, it's day to day. With the 808s, it's a great okay. I got that side like camping. I showed that I got when I can, man. God got me straight out the sand, man. They switch when I'm watching like Ben 10. Be so hard, now I can't dance. Like chitty, 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 bam, bam. No puede jugar con el gran plan. Ni siquiera sabe que yo cantan.
It is our love around here. Oh, no. That's how they know it's around here. Oh, no. Ain't no living dumb around here. Yeah. Reason that the devil never come around here. Oh, yeah. We on the rise, going way up, you know. What? I got a calling, can't hang up the phone. Taking this shot, not a layup for sure. Y'all been asleep, time to wake up. Oh, no.
Gospel show. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
Master Minister Tracy.
Shouts out to those that are listening to the live show out there. Shouts out to those that have been rocking with us from day 55 or day 655, doesn't matter. Whoever's rocking with us, we appreciate you for rocking with us, man. This has been a great show, a great lineup of hosts, great lineup of people. We had a number of stars that come into the show. Thank you for continuing to support us. Continue to watch and check out our podcast too, man. So it's a good way to get involved with what's going on in your culture, what's going on with the heartbeat of Christian values and the heartbeat of Christian music as well too. So go check us out, Reverb Live Show on all major platforms. Do a search for Reverb Live Show. Like, share, and subscribe. Professor Tracy, let's get into this Reverb word of the day.
Well, Reverb family, the word of the day is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I figured that we are in the season of Thanksgiving. Yesterday, it was the new year. Yesterday, it was Valentine's Day. Yesterday, it was Black History Month. Yesterday, it was spring break. And tomorrow is going to be Thanksgiving. Really, tomorrow is going to be Christmas because they skip Thanksgiving, you know, in the stores. So, anyway, because everything is like a flash. And you know what? That's kind of weird. You skip everything. You skip Thanksgiving when we need to take time to give thanks. And so that's why I picked this scripture verse today. And it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
In all circumstances.
All circumstances.
Good ones, bad ones,
whatever
happy ones, sad ones.
Whatever happened this year, good times, bad times. Some people lost loved ones. Some people have gotten promotions. Some people got the job that they wanted. Some people found out that they had like a sickness or just a lot of things. In all circumstances, give thanks, because this is the will of God concerning you. The will of God concerning you is to give thanks in all circumstances. So take a moment. We want to challenge you. Take a moment. This year, we challenged, we had a challenge on in our Sunday school, which was, hey, every day write three things that you are thankful for. And to take it a step further, either post it on social media or text it to some friends, text it in your group, friend group, text it with your family group, whatever. Three things that you're thankful for every day, just to have that spirit of Thanksgiving throughout the whole month of November. And so we want to challenge you guys to do the same thing. What are you thankful for? Write it down. What are you thankful that, you know, God brought you through? You may not be where you want to be at. You may not have the job, the relationship status, the charisma, the type of job, the financial status, the parental status, the health status that you want. But listen, life can be so much worse than what it is. What can you give God thanks for in all things, in whatever that circumstance is? Because God's will is for you to give thanks in whatever circumstance.
Now, it's funny that you list one of the things that, you know, could have happened to you this year.
Yeah.
This year is when we found out that my son, O'Neal, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. At the moment, it was kind of hard to swallow. It was shocking. It came out of left field. Didn't even see this coming. None of us have, you know, diabetes on either side of our family. And so when we heard the news that he got it, it's like, wow, what do we do now? But I end up, you know, time goes on, and I end up being the coach, a soccer coach for my kids' team. And one of the parents texts me back. I was texting her about, hey, can't wait to see you at the game this Saturday. Parent texts me back and says, oh, our baby girl, I'm going to say her name Ava because I want you to pray for her. Oh, Ava probably won't be able to make it. We'll see how she does. She's been having multiple seizures on a daily basis. We don't know what causes them, what triggers them. Jeez. Sometimes she has 6 a day. Sometimes she has 12 a day. So depending on how she is Saturday morning, we may come out and see you. Hopefully we'll get to see you, or she'll be able to play a game this year. And I was like, yo.
Wow.
This is what she has to deal with?
Wow. Wow.
It could be a lot of people in worse situations than what you're in right now. And now, it's, you don't want to compare your life to somebody else's life, but it just helps you put things into perspective.
Yeah.
It could be a lot worse.
Yeah. Whatever the will of God is at that time for your life, give thanks in it.
Give thanks. I thank God that he has type 1 diabetes, because he had this kid has.
I mean, I thank God that he take it like a champ.
This kid takes it like a champ.
Like, can I do it? I'm like, what? Who? What kid says, can I test?
Can I give myself a shot, Daddy? I want to do it.
What kids do that?
And bro, and it's like, I feel good that, you know, it's like, I'm glad that he allowed this to fall on him. Because if it would have fell on somebody else, maybe that kid wouldn't take it as good. They wouldn't deal with it appropriately, and that person's lifespan would have been cut short. But they gave it to this kid because, you know, hey, your kid can handle it. Whatever situation you're going through, you can handle it.
Yeah.
That's why God placed it on your shoulders to bear. And you'll get through it. But whatever it is,
in all things,
even if you win the lotto, guess what you're going to do?
Give thanks.
Even if you lost your job, guess what you're going to do?
Give thanks.
Lost your house, guess what you're going to do?
Give thanks.
If you bought a new car, guess what you're going to do?
Give thanks.
All situations.
All circumstances. Whatever it is, y'all. Take a moment, man.
I like that. Write three things.
Three things.
I like
every
it.
Day.
Yo, put what? Three things in the chat that you're thankful for.
What are you thankful? Three things that you're thankful for.
I'm gonna put my three. Tracy's gonna put her three. We want to see your three. All right, people. We're gonna take a quick break and come back.
So again, that was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
1 Thessalonians.
Thessalonians, uh-huh.
I want you to spell it. I'm not going to ask you right now, but think about it.
I'm going to look at the thing and
tell you. I'm about to say, you can't spell it.
T-H-E-S-S-A-L-O-I-A-N-S, chapter 5.
1 Thessalonians, chapter 5.
Verse 18, yep.
All right, it is election day, election time of the year in America, in the United States, wherever you are. If you're in America, you vote. I hope you're voting for somebody. But I tell you what, you need to hear these. You need to hear the responses to these debate questions. We had some, fire hot debate questions that needs to be answered by your politician, by your representative, by the person that you're voting for. They need to know the answers to these questions. You need to know the answers and their responses to these questions. When we come back, we'll give you those. In a little bit, it's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Did you know that you could be part of our live podcast by texting your comments during our live show? It's easy. All you have to do is text 313131 with the message EZ Reverb. That's the letters E, then Z, and then the word Reverb. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Text your comments and we will read them live on the air. That's Reverb, echoing God's word to his people.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show. Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Guess I'm the bad guy, yeah. Guess I'm the bad guy, yeah. I guess I'm the bad guy, yeah.
I be rapping about the Lord. I guess I'm the bad guy for that. CHH be going hard. But y'all would say it's whack. Your opinion and your thoughts. Cause I know it's not a fact. I just wanna put the gospel in my music. Tell me, what's so wrong with that? I ain't trying to cause a problem. I'm just trying to tell you why I'm not playing your games. I know this a touchy topic, so tell them to text me unless they got nothing to say. No, I'm not trying to stop you. Homie, you do what you do when you run in your lane. But don't try to stop me from doing what I do just because I wanna say Jesus' name. Last time I checked, you are a Christian, so what's wrong with wearing your title? I'm only talking about you if you fit the shoe. So that's when you step in the fire. If the Lord told you to do what you do, there you go. But don't down us for doing what we do, cause that's what he ordered, bro. And for your information, rapping is some of our jobs. So why are you trying to take CHH away from us when we didn't do you no harm? Let's say we the arms of the church. Shouldn't we help one another? How in the head do you think that you can pick some seeds if you're too busy fighting each other? But I guess I'm the bad guy. I guess I'm the bad guy, yeah, yeah. Bad guy, yeah, 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 yeah. I guess I'm the bad guy, yeah. I guess I'm the bad guy, yeah. Christian Can you tell me what's so wrong with this? Man, nothing, cause that could be both our missions. Wearing on me, homie, that's a coalition. Tell me, why are you trying to hit the missions? If it's our job to go spread the gospel, then why should I not put Jesus in it? Look, y'all do what y'all do. We gon' do what we do. I'm not gonna try to down you, and you should do the same for me too. We brothers and sisters for Christ's sake. We are supposed to be working together. As long as we serving the same God, we gon' be part of his family forever. So I'm gon' keep on living Jesus' name. I'm a Christian artist and I love it, man. And as long as I'm rapping, it won't change. Forgive if I don't fit your rap game. Look, I'm gon' keep on living Jesus' name. I'm a Christian artist and I love it, man. And as long as I'm rapping, it won't change. So forgive if I don't fit your rap game. But I guess I'm the bad guy.
That gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb,
to me my flesh is a threat, so my please turn up your effect.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live Crews in the building. DJ Rain.
Tracy the Professor.
Yo, bottom of the hour. We got to get to this, man. Election time is upon us in America. Of course, we're not going to tell you who to vote for, but we will tell you to go ahead and vote. Now, before you go and vote for somebody, I wish you knew what your selected candidate or your representative stands on certain issues and certain questions and on certain topics. And these questions are debatable. So these, you know, if I found out that the person I'm voting for has this view on this certain debate or topic, I switch him a vote. Like, nah, me and this person can't agree. How can the two walk together? How can you represent me, bro, if we don't agree on the same stuff, on the same debate topics? So Tracy's going to throw some questions out there, and we're going to have a debate about them. And now, if you're out there, put your candidate in mind and see if you're a candidate will answer these questions the same way you would. And if they not, I'm going to suggest that you switch your vote. Is that, no, yes, it is that serious. Come on, Rain. It's not, it is that serious. So we're going to put it out there. Tracy, give me the first debate question.
The question is, do you brush your teeth before or after breakfast?
I want to know, do you brush your teeth? Does your candidate believe that you should brush your teeth before or after breakfast? We know what the doctor said. We know what the dentist said. We know what your mama told you to do. The answer's simple. Tracy?
But what if people mama told them, your mom, eat your food first?
Your mama crazy. You tell me, Tracy, what do you think the answer should be and what your candidate's answer should be?
I think people should brush their teeth when they wake up. You go to the bathroom, you go pee in the morning, you brush your teeth. Even if you're tired and you got to lean on that counter, brush your teeth. But some people say they don't do it because they don't want the minty taste when it's time for them to eat food or drink their coffee. They say it don't taste right.
So that's why I'm not voting for Tracy's candidate.
That ain't my candidate.
That's your belief. That's your candidate. That's who you vote for. I'm not going to vote with Tracy on this.
You vote for the people who brush their teeth, please, because Bob's candidate is the people who brush their teeth when they get out of the bed.
Bro, that's why they got mouthwash. You wake up, gargle that mouthwash.
Listen, you got it. That's nasty.
The purpose of brushing teeth is to get the gook, the decay.
Apparently, it's a debate.
The sweetness, the sugar off of your teeth.
They want you to eat real quick when you wake up. They want you to eat and then brush all that stuff off.
Yes.
That's what they said.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's how your mama taught you. And if my candidate brushes his teeth before he eat, I mean, we got a difference in opinions. I'm not voting for you. Because the thing about it, if you go out the day, let's say you brush your teeth. Oh, now your teeth smells great, but now you have breakfast. Mm-hmm. Now your breath smells like breakfast. Who wants that? You're supposed to brush your teeth after every after the meal. Just saying. That's what Mike Cannon and I voted for. All right, here's the next debatable topic. People, if you're out there, it's election season. Please, your candidate must know the debate answers to these questions. Tracy, what you got?
Do you put up a real tree or a fake Christmas tree?
Now, this is, again, an easy no-brainer.
No,
people,
it's not.
People who are smart,
only
who are efficient.
Small-brainers.
People who are smart, efficient, and have things to do with their time, who are wise with their money. God said, "Be wise, Tracy." This is what God is saying. I'm not going against what the Bible says, but it's what God is saying. Tracy, what is the answer to this?
My
debate
candidate
question?
Says what's your you candidate get to get saying? The real Christmas tree.
The real Christmas tree,
real one. If you vote for the one who get the fake tree, you just as fake as that tree.
Oh boy!
You the same bristles. You got to dust the tree off. At least you got a new tree. At least you got the fresh pine smell. The old tree, you got the old crusty attic smell. It's like mothballs and
attic mothballs.
Man. Attic mothballs. Whatever people do when they pack their stuff up.
Tracy, it's all about tradition. Do you throw your grandma out and get a new grandma every year? No, you keep the same grandma you got. I'm gonna keep my Christmas tree.
But you know what grandma house smell like?
My grandma loyal. My grandma been there for me. Do you know
what did grandma houses smell like? And grandpa houses smell like? And what do they food taste like?
Don't matter, Tracy.
I'm just saying.
That tree has been there for me when I was got my bike, when I got my skates, when I got my Nintendo. When I got my Sega Genesis, that same tree been there.
So
loyal.
So my question is then, how do you replace the stems if it's been there that
stems
long?
Stems don't fall off.
One of them got bent up. One of them got lost. Bro, is it lights on your tree?
See,
all right, wait. Is it your candidate tree?
This is your problem with you type of people. if something's broken, you just throw it out. You don't try to repair it. You don't try to fix it. You don't try to analyze the situation.
That's because the Christmas tree, the real Christmas tree, is around for a time and a season. See, what's happening is these people like to bring these trees in, and you want to decorate it for Thanksgiving. You want to decorate it for Christmas. You want to decorate it for the New Year. You want to decorate it for Halloween. You want to decorate it for Valentine's Day. You want to decorate it for spring break. You want to decorate it for the summertime. You want to put some summer trunks on there, some swimming trunks and some goggles on the tree. It has a time and a season. It is not a year-round event. It takes the joy out of it.
I don't see why. Tracy, you know what?
I'm not voting for your candidate. I'm just telling you.
I at least know where my tree been. Your little fast tree. I don't know where your tree grew from the roots.
Get up.
A new tree every year.
We know it grew from the root up. Wherever it was cold.
You get a new boo every year.
Mm-mm.
You get a new boo every season.
I bet not.
You want that same boo? You want that same tree, Tracy.
Yeah.
You know
what you're getting
in that tree.
Nah.
All right.
Not the same.
So whatever your candidate believes, I think that's where your vote should go.
Yeah.
Does your candidate believe in buying new trees? He gonna want new votes, he gonna want new people. He gonna throw you away, Tracy. As soon as you vote for him, all right, I'm gone. You got here.
Well, he ain't gonna be able to get rid of me. I'm gonna be like the Supreme Court. I'm the Supreme Court, okay?
Right.
I'm there for a lifetime.
This is election time. Hopefully you've been out there and voted by the time you hear this episode. I don't know who your candidate is or who you voted for. Congratulations on you voting. That's great. Congratulations. You've exercised the things that this country has actually was built upon. The right to vote, the freedom to vote, the liberty to vote. And we hope you exercise that right. But the person who you voted for, look, they need to line up with your life goals, your life expectancies, your answers to the questions in life. And I hope they line up with some of these debate questions that we have posed here. We got some interesting debate questions, and Tracy's giving us one. Tracy, what's the next one?
Do you does your candidate believe in putting the toilet seat up or down? Now, there's a difference because you might have to go into the weeds on this one. Does your candidate put the lid down and the toilet seat down? Or does your candidate have the lid down and have the toilet seat up? Do they just believe in just leaving it all up?
Now, this is a tough one. I flip-flopped on this years past.
So your candidate is a flip-flopper.
I mean, you come to a point to where you just grow in your experiences, you know? And different experiences change the way you see different things.
Okay.
So I have flipped on this. I've changed my mind and my opinion on this debate question. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I did childish things. I used the bathroom. I put that toilet seat up and it stayed up. It's only me in the house. I'm living there by myself. Why am I flipping up and down, up, down, up, 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 down, down, down? It's not a video game. It's not a cheat code. Just leave it up.
But what about when you have to poop?
You put it down. It's easy. You put it down when you need it down. You leave it up when you want it up. More times you got to do number one than you got to do number two. Just leave it in a position that you're going to use the most.
Okay.
So my candidate and I believe it should stay up.
It should stay up.
Stay up.
Now, does your candidate believe in both the lid and the seat up?
Everything.
Everything up.
Wide open.
Well, I will tell you
open
that.
Open the better.
I think the polls are in. The polls came in. And apparently, the polls are saying to put the seat down.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
They're divided on whether they should put the lid and the seat down.
But down
but the,
still.
But everybody wants the lid down.
Mm.
Down. Everybody.
Okay. Down.
I guess.
Now, we got some people checking into the show.
Yeah.
And they have been giving their comments on what candidate that they want, depending on the answers to these tough, difficult debate questions. What have they been saying?
Well, first of all, we have Arthur Middleton checking in. We have...
Hey, Canada, eh?
Yeah, Canada, eh? we have... Chi-Town Low Dog.
Chi-Town Low Dog.
We have Sheena B in the building.
I know my man Chi-Town, we're going to vote for the same candidate because we think alike. Chi-Town don't let me down.
Whatever. Let me see. We'll see what they got going on. They saying, he said, bro, you suck the M&M candy. That's the next question. So they was listening to our offline conversation. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and bring that debate up. Let's bring that question up.
It's a proper debate. It's been going on for years.
So in the studio, y'all, I have some chocolate-covered espresso beans. You got white chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate, this variety. And gave some to Rain, DJ Rain. He's trying them. After a certain while, he was like... And I'm like, what is the dude doing over there? He sucked all the chocolate off of the espresso bean. And then he says, at the middle, it tastes like dirt. And I'm like, you're supposed to chew the chocolate. So, voters out there, do you, for candy, because I asked him also, do you suck on M&M's?
Yeah, let's make it specific. Is it M&M's?
Let's specifically ask for M&M's. Do you guys suck on your M&M's? All the way until it gets down to the little peanut in the middle. So you go through the little candy shell, then the chocolate, and then the
peanut.
Look, I would suck on a cough drop because I needed to, like, it needs to linger and open up my sinus cavities and all of this stuff. But a chocolate candy? Come on. Now, if I was voting, I sound a little biased on this while I'm asking it. I know it. But I would vote for you chew your candy, especially the chocolate ones, because you have to bite into it and you have to taste all of the notes of the candy. Taste all of the notes of the candy. So you have to taste the milk chocolate part. Then you have to get the chocolatey, the candy part. And then you have to eat the peanut in the middle. For this instance, it's the espresso bean. You got to eat it all the way to the middle. So, listeners out there, let us know. Do you suck on your M&M candy or not? Let us know.
Ladies and gentlemen, my congressional opponent out there would like you to believe that chewing candy is the right way to do things. But, you know, we here on my side of things and my colleagues just don't willy-nilly jump in the candy and just chew it all up in our mouth. If you wanted to do that, go get you a Snickers bar. They already chew it up for you anyway.
No,
they put
don't.
Bites of chocolate. It's they put bites like, of nougat. They put bites of peanut all in there. So yeah, if you just want to chew it, go ahead and chew a Snickers
bar. But it's on layers. I actually eat my Snickers in pieces.
The timekeeper, I've given her a chance to talk. She's not letting me. She's not giving
I'm
me the floor.
In the spirit of Trump. In the spirit of Trump. Well, he said he had this minute. He came out. I should be able to come back at him. So anyway, we have our listener, Sheena B. She says, if the stems bend, you can bend them back in the place for your Christmas tree.
That's right.
The fake tree won't catch fire and don't... Uh-oh. A lot of the comments came in at the same time. Let me go back. The Christmas tree won't catch fire and don't need to be watered.
That's
they
right.
won't have bugs or squirrels living in it.
Because I know my tree. I know where my tree been, Tracy.
They also voted for the tree, the seats down.
Seats down?
Seats down.
Seats down?
Nope. Chew them. Chew M&M's. That's right. They're voting. Chew M&M's.
Now let's get back to this debate right here.
Cough drops got to marinate. I'm with you. See? Told you. The
I
people
understand
said.
That. It's a,
the polls are
all,
in.
The cough drop is not candy. It's medicine. There's certain ways you're prescribed to take medicine. Some you take two a day. Some you swallow. Some you eat before food. Some you eat on the empty. It's medical. It's a medical rule on how you're supposed to consume these things. A candy, you're not supposed to just jump into candy willy-nilly like this.
Yeah, it's not. You don't just jump into a dum-dum.
What's a dum-dum?
The little dum-dum candies.
What's in a dum-dum?
Nothing. It's just candy. Or a Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop.
It always says, how many legs does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop? One, two, three. That's it. Three. Because they couldn't wait. They tried to suck on it and they bit it.
Shatown Lone Dog, I thought we were voting for the same candidate here. Turns out he's part of a whole nother party.
He's
with the party that says
he's voting what the country wants.
You don't suck on M&M's, bro.
You don't.
And you don't suck on cotton candy.
Who sucks on cotton candy? That's why would you do that? It turns into like Pop Rocks after a while. Like, no, that's not good.
I mean, you suck on a lollipop. Why don't you just crunch, 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 crunch on a lollipop?
A blow pop.
Why don't you just eat it?
You don't just eat the blow pop though.
You
gotta suck on it till it gets to the bubble gum. But for your chocolate M&M candy, where it has the candy shell on the outside, then the chocolate, and then the peanut in the middle. You got to chew them. That's the point.
Eat a Snickers bar if you want to do all that, have all that stuff chewed up in one bite. Just eat a Snickers
bar. I told you, I literally eat my Snickers bar in pieces.
Okay.
Especially when I'm traveling on the road. Okay.
Now, here's the debate, since we're on candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what my constituents think about this. Which Twix is better? Left Twix or right Twix?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
It
so.
Matters. It matters. People,
I'm non-party affiliated on this
you're
one.
You're non-partisan on this one?
A Twix.
A Twix.
It don't matter.
So left Twix or right Twix?
Never heard it before.
Do you eat both of them at the same time?
Never heard of it.
Which one do you eat first?
I just grab one.
Which one?
Whichever one the package opens up on. Because sometimes the issue is, maybe we should debate these packages. The packages that this stuff come in, you just like, can I get into the package, first of
get
all?
In there, please.
And then it opens up slanted. So you're like, well, it's open right here. Let me get the candy out. And don't let it be melted. Oh, my goodness. If it's melted, you're really in trouble. You got chocolate candy everywhere.
We're on this one now. Kit Kat bars.
Okay.
How do you eat a Kit Kat bar? Do you eat it stick by stick? Or do you bite into two or three or four of them at a time?
It depends on how hungry you are, how much chocolate you need to get in your system real quick.
What monster eats 2 and 3 bars at a time?
I mean,
you go stick by stick, man.
Stick by stick?
Yes.
Well, we'll let the listeners tell us stick by stick.
If you're a civilized person in America, you go stick by stick, man.
I don't know. I think you just, however you get it in, however you get in. Just
if
eat
I,
it.
If I saw my candidate just open up a Twix bar and just go, I'm all four sticks. I'm going to look at them like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, they did it on the commercial. Why wouldn't
four
you
of
do
them?
It? Yes.
You take a break of one.
No.
And you eat
that's
one.
That's one commercial that tells you to take a break. But then there's another commercial where they're all four sticks and somebody just go, and you see the teeth print inside of the, all four of them.
That's disgusting.
I'm just saying, that's what they do.
My mom.
Chi-Town, Low Dog Chi-Town said the right Twix because I'm right-handed.
See, that just makes sense. People with sense do sensible things. It's a debate.
That must be what they talk about up north, because in the south, we don't care.
It's a canny debate. It's a canny debate. People, I'm so glad that you're able to join this heated discussion, heated topic. I don't even get into the topic of which way you turn the toilet paper. Is it in or out? But I would like to know what the person you're voting on, and what do they think about these issues? Because if we... on some other stuff, if you thinking something way left and I'm thinking, bro, I can't vote for you. can't do it. People, that's all the time we have for this episode of the Reverb Live Show. Please go back and listen to this entire show. There's some debate question that you missed earlier. Your candidate must know or have the same response as you, or else you should not vote for them at all. If you miss any part of the show, please go check us out on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, anywhere you can catch podcasting platforms on, you can hear us. Just do a search for at Reverb Live Show. Like, subscribe, and share.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, or you want to vote for all the things that I like, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. That's info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
People, that's it for this hour, but stay tuned, stick around. See, now we got people checking into the show that I want to hear their answers. Like
what
Dr. Underscore Query Z Wife.
What they say?
What's your vote on Christmas trees? Real or fake? What's your vote on candy? On M&Ms, do you suck them or bite them? Do you leave the toilet seat up or down? I think I already know what she's going to say on that one.
Look, even some more of our listeners saying the candy monster who is hungry or hangry, that's who eats the candy in all sticks of the bar.
You know what?
Of the Kit Kat.
You know what that shows me? Poor planning.
That means that they're hungry.
That shows that you didn't plan to have
matter.
A sensible
that's what
meal.
The
you didn't
voted
plan for.
For
breakfast.
That's what the people voted for. Toilet paper roll over.
Over, yeah. Or out, yeah, over,
yeah,
yeah. That's the only right way to roll the toilet paper.
If it goes in, it doesn't
make any sense.
I just tear it off. However, get there. As long as I can get clean.
Have some dignity, people. One stick at a time.
Or you could just use the wipes. And you can just pull them out the pack.
People, that's it for this show. Stay tuned. Stick around. Another hour could be on the way. It's a Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B. The Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your girl, Darlene McCoy. You are listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Simply amazing.
Yes, you're so amazing. Yes, it's true. You're simply amazing. You are so amazing. Simply amazing. Yeah, yeah.
The Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray.
It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.